This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
Fresh from battling his way through Dunedin traffic, Barry McClellan from Saddle Hill Community Board. Barry, kia ora, nice to have you with us.
Morning, Jeff.
It's a bit rough out there this morning.
Yeah, it is a bit. I see you're wearing your beanie inside.
This stays on my head now for the next 3 months or so, Barry.
Yeah, she's pretty wild out there.
Follically challenged. I think you understand me on that front, Barry.
I don't know what you mean.
Nice to have your company anyway, Barry. Thanks for coming in. You've got Saddle Hill Community Board, got a meeting this week.
Yes, we have, tomorrow in fact.
Yep. Okay, so full agenda?
Well, I think so, yeah. To be honest, I haven't had a chance to have a read of it yet, but I don't think there's anything too pressing there.
Yeah. Let's take a look at what has been happening around the community, and we've touched on this before, but coastal reinforcement work on parts of the Tyree Mouth Road.
Yes, that's quite exciting. It's actually a good example of some work being done before the actual road gets too damaged, which is a good thing to see, because quite often it's the other way. So, yes, quite a substantial bit of road over there. It's been coastal reinforced. There's massive amounts of rocks, and we've actually had a look at the plan. So that's a good thing.
Are we seeing a bit of erosion around that coastline?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Sign of the times, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We had one that was in the October or 2 year ago floods. It took a year to get fixed. I'm not sure. I'm sure they take longer to fix than they do actually to prevent.
But, yeah, right.
But there's always the ambulance bottom of the cliff stuff way of thinking, which is unfortunate. But this is looking quite promising. We haven't looked at the plans. We're trying to make sure that we get enough room between the road and the seaside to allow for a shared pathway down there. Hopefully that will eventuate sometime,
yeah.
And I'm sure it will sometime in the future, but when, sooner the better, but I'm sure it will happen. So we're just hoping that they'll have enough room between the road and the top of the barriers for the reinforcing to allow for a pathway. So we're still looking at that at the moment.
Hot topic, of course, and hasn't it been the Tyree Mouth Road, and more particularly the speed limits on it? There's been some community debate, about that, yeah. But the changes are coming.
Yeah, it looks like the changes are coming, even though I think 50% voted for the status quo, which was quite high and rather unusual. But 33% voted for reducing it all the way, and I think 11% voted for just the southern part, which I take it was from Currybush down. So, yeah, there's still a bit of debate, but it appears to change, and it might be the whole way.
So, heads up, basically, if you're a regular user of the road, of course you'll probably already be well informed, but it's a road that gets used by visitors as well, Barry, so people who might be making a trip down there, just keep an eye on those road signs, and they might change. You might be used to driving it might change, and then you'll notice that someone's behind you flashing the red and blue lights.
Yeah. Well, it is a bit unfortunate for locals who use the road all the time, who think they know the road well enough to be safe, whether that's the truth or not, who would know? But yes, they've got a point that it is a southern scenic route, and there's a lot of camper vans on there. There's also a lot of logging trucks on there.
Yeah, right.
And most of the logging trucks, drivers are pretty good. I cycle down there regularly, and some of them aren't so good. So there's always that factor.
Well, then you'll be looking forward to a wider road as a cyclist then.
Yeah, wider the better for us and for everyone else involved, I'm sure.
Well, we seem to talk a lot about roading here on this this segment here on ORFM's Awesome Morning Show. And no doubt it's one of the most key things for people who are living in the communities around Dunedin. But, you know, Mosgiel, Tyree, of course, they have their own issues about roading. We talk about them often. Let's move away from it, shall we? Yeah. What about something artistic, a new mosaic wall in Waldronville?
Yes, it's coming along. That's on Delta Drive, and it's been overseen by our very own Viona Santagatti, who is the who's a mosaic queen of Dunedin, if not the world.
Indeed. I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know?
No.
Well, she is, in fact, and she's very clever at what she does, and all the people that around her are also very much in the same ilk. Apparently they've got about 20 people doing separate pictures, and mosaics that will all go on the wall, and Vianney and another person will just sort of put it all together.
Nice to see sort of community art projects, isn't it? You know,
it is.
Apart from anything else, you know, they brighten up the place, but also put great hands, local talented hands to work on creating things in the community like this.
Well, yes, there's a lot of people involved. She's done an amazing one. Well, her and all her helpers have done an amazing one. If you ever got a bit of time and you're out Ocean View Way, go to the end of Bennett Road. It's a cul-de-sac, and easily find a park there and take. There's a track that goes down from the top of Bennett Road. It's quite a steep track that goes down to Brighton Road. Not many people know about it, but along there they've done an amazing mosaic along there. It took them several months. It's not overly well known, but it's well worth a visit if you've got the time.
Yeah, must take a look. Didn't it? I'm Dunedin born and bred. You discover something new every day, don't you?
You do in this place.
You do.
It's unreal.
Yeah. Okay, and you know, that's a good example of a kind of a project that I'm sure the community board would be keen to hear about. If you've got ideas about, you know, improvements around the place, Keep Dunedin Beautiful Awards nominations have opened up too. So, you know, you'd want to see people who are doing good things in the community around beautification and improvements in your community, get them nominated as well, won't you?
Yes, absolutely.
And Barry, you'll have a meeting tomorrow, and no doubt next time we catch up, we'll probably talk about some of the business that arises.
Yes, yep. That'll be fantastic.
Great to have you in here on the Awesome Morning Show. Thanks for your time, Barry. All the best to you and all the team at the Saddle Hill Community Board, and thanks for the great work you're doing.
Cool. Cheers.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin, with support from New Zealand On Air.